WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you've got something bubbling up inside, a whole mix of emotions just waiting to burst out? It could be joy, frustration, sadness, even anger. But then there's that little voice in your head whispering, maybe I shouldn't say anything. What will people think? Sound familiar? Well, today we're diving deep into the importance of creating a safe space for yourself to express those emotions freely and authentically. Because let's be real, bottling them up isn't doing anyone any favors, not you, and definitely not your relationships. We'll unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you build that inner sanctuary where vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. First up, acknowledge the power of emotions. It's so easy to dismiss our feelings as just silly or overdramatic, but they're not. Emotions are powerful messengers trying to tell us something important about ourselves and our experiences. So instead of pushing them aside, try acknowledging them with curiosity. Ask yourself, what is this emotion telling me? What need is it trying to fulfill? Second, practice self-compassion. This is huge. We're so quick to judge ourselves when we feel overwhelmed by emotions, but remember, you're human. You're allowed to have a full range of feelings. Be kind to yourself, talk to yourself with the same gentleness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through something tough. Third, find your safe space. This doesn't have to be a physical place, although it could be. Think about what environments or activities make you feel grounded and secure. Maybe it's journaling in your favorite coffee shop, taking a walk in nature, or just curling up with a good book. Whatever it is, create rituals that help you tap into that inner sanctuary. Next, embrace vulnerability. Now, I know this one can be scary, but hear me out. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It takes guts to open up and share your true feelings with someone else. But when we do, we build stronger connections and create a sense of authenticity that's truly liberating. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We don't have to go through this emotional rollercoaster alone. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or anyone who can offer a listening ear and compassionate guidance. Ever notice how after a good cry or a heart-to-heart conversation, you feel lighter, clearer, even stronger? That's the magic of expressing your emotions. But what about those times when it feels impossible to open up? You know, maybe with a boss who seems completely unapproachable or a friend who always dismisses your feelings. Let me tell you, I've been there. Last month, I was feeling super stressed about an upcoming deadline, and I just needed to vent. But the person I confided in, well, let's just say they weren't exactly empathetic. They started downplaying my concerns and telling me to just chill out. Talk about a buzzkill. It felt like all that pent-up energy was trapped inside me, building up more and more pressure. But then I remembered something crucial. Even if someone isn't able to understand or support me in the moment, I still deserve to express my emotions. So I took a deep breath, thanked them for their input even though it wasn't helpful, and decided to find a healthier outlet for my frustration, like going for a run or writing in my journal. This experience taught me that sometimes, creating a safe space for your emotions means being brave enough to express yourself even when you don't have an immediate understanding response. It's about honoring your own needs and finding healthy ways to release those feelings regardless of what others say. So remember, friends, building a safe space for expressing emotions is a continuous journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep practicing vulnerability. You'll be amazed at how much stronger and more resilient you become. Want to make this a daily practice? Head over to our Instagram page at Daily Stoic Power and share your biggest takeaway from today's episode using the hashtag #EmotionalSafety. Let's build a community where sharing feels good and vulnerability is celebrated. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.